in the past, I think we have been using more or less a broad brush approach, and I think we have been criticized for that. Now we are using, I think, information and intelligence much better in identifying those who are not compliant because they are actually refusing to, because they are persons who do not comply because they're not aware of, and so they need to be educated. There are others who need a gentle nudge here and there, and essentially they are the hardcore persons who have decided that they are not going to make any contribution. I think those are the ones that we are targeting in terms of making sure that the structures and systems are in place, and we are making inroads in that regards. We have an arrears at this point of $188.89 million. Of course, a lot of it goes way back, and we say that perhaps up to 25-30%, or even more, maybe uncollectible, because you know some of these go back actually to the '80s and so forth. But there is still a good 60% there, 50 that we think is collectible. But at this point, we have an arrears of about $185 million for all tax types.